Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another I'm Adopted podcast. We are now at episode 5, and I appreciate you guys for tuning in and listening to the podcast up until now. So it's really good that we have your full attention, I think. This episode is really quite, it's another powerful story, like last week's episode with Alex Underkush, who was adopted from Romania into Germany and then into New Zealand. So this story is about Jana Lam. Now, she was actually born in Arkhangelsk, and she was actually from the same orphanage as me. I know, it's a small world. It's a very small world, and I've got her here today, and she's going to be telling us her story and about where she come, about her growing up in New Zealand and about her doing her search for her birth family in Russia. So she was born Ghana, which is a very common name in Russia. It's a little bit mix of, it's out of that whole Yana, Jana, Ghana. It's a very popular name all across Russia, as well as, you know, there's a lot of popular names in Russia, and that's one of them. She was born in January 1993, and she came to New Zealand in 1995. She does not remember anything from Russia, from the orphanage in Arkhangelsk, and she was raised in Auckland. So she reached out to me only a few years ago, actually, back in 2015. So actually, that's 4 years ago now. And she was on the search for her birth family. So she's going to explain this to you and talk about it and tell you about her story. So she actually reached out to somebody in the community in 2015, and she was on the search for her birth family. So she found some information about her birth sisters. And in 2016, Jana actually went back to Arkhangelsk for the first time since she left when she was very, very young and very little. So she went back in 2016 to meet part of her birth family. And I think it's changed everything for her. And it's put another sort of view as an adopted person on what Russia really is like, revisiting as an adoptee. Similar with us, going back to our birth country, it's important to go and see that for yourself. Rather than reading and learning, it's great to read and learn, of course, but this is seeing it face to face. And this is Jana Lam.
Like Alex said, I was born in Arkhangelsk, Russia, and I was adopted in 1995 by a New Zealand family. My brother was also adopted, my adoptive brother, but from a different part of Russia. So we had quite a happy childhood growing up. Just like Alex, I didn't really know too much. I didn't remember too much from the orphanage when I was growing up. It was quite a happy childhood. Like, I knew I was adopted, but it didn't seem like a big deal. I was just happy running around and having that Kiwi childhood. But when I was growing up, there were pangs of curiosity, and it was kind of like this big mystery about, I've got a family somewhere in Russia, but I didn't really think too much of it. My parents were really supportive, and from as soon as I can remember, I knew I was adopted. Like, my mum had this book that she would read us, and it was a book explaining where we were from and a map of all the way from Arkhangelsk to New Zealand, and have my Russian name on it. And it would, like, I can't remember a specific moment when my parents were like, "You're adopted." It was something I always knew, and I accepted that. And like I said before, it didn't really bother me too much. We would have ICANS meetups, which were with other families who were adopted from outside of New Zealand. And yeah, we'd have meetups when we were very, very small, but that was for when we were younger. So it was really great having that supportive environment, and I was very lucky having a family who was very reassuring, and they would always say, we picked you up, you're a wanted child. And that was really nice to have that reassurance. the amazing to think that they went all the way to Russia, to this foreign country, to pick up two children that they didn't, and it was a very difficult process for them. Yeah, I just can't imagine what it was like for them to go all the way over there, fly all the way over there. But it just shows how much they cared and how much they wanted to have kids. And it wasn't really something that I thought about growing up, but it's something that I think about more now, that that it was such a big deal for them. And growing up, they would show us videos of us being in the orphanage and us being in Russia. And would have family days, like on the seeing the VCR videos and mum and dad meeting us for the first time. And that really showed us how important it was and how important it was for them. And that, I think having that also growing up, we were reminded of that history. So that was really nice. I'm sure nowadays with technology and stuff, there's more videos out there, but it's great having that environment. Yeah, so like I said, my parents are very open and they're lovely, and we have a very open communication about this. There's been a couple times where people have mistaken me for looking like my adoptive father, and so my father would be like, we would get told, oh, you look just like your daughter, and we would just look at each other and kind of laugh, like they didn't know I was adopted, which was pretty funny. But yeah, they've been lovely, and it's nice growing up also with my brother, who was also adopted from a different family. It was nice having someone beside you with a similar journey. And we didn't really talk about it, but I'm sure it was like, I didn't feel like the only one or left out. And that's why those groups growing up also were really important.
So that's an introduction from Jana Lam, who was adopted from Arkhangelsk, Russia, and she came to New Zealand in 1995. And I've met Jana's parents, very nice people, very down to earth, typical Kiwi parents, just real funny, a lot of jokes about Russia as well. And they're very open and honest in their family about the adoption story with Jana. And I think it's good to have that open and honesty from parents. But of course, every parent is different, every family is different, and you got to understand that and respect their decision with what they want to share with their children that they may have adopted from overseas or even from a family inside the same country. It all comes down to what the parents think is best for their children. So I just want to get into now a little bit of how she actually reached out to me in 2015. So I had a documentary that was on TV in 2014, and it was about me going over to Russia for the first time second time technically, to go and meet my birth parents in St. Petersburg and Rybinsk. Now, my birth mother, she obviously left Arkhangelsk, and so did my birth father. But I only realized that, obviously, when I reached out to them in 2013, to then meet them at the end of 2013. So in 2014, we did the story on television, and Jana saw this documentary on television here in New Zealand, and she actually emailed me. She didn't use Facebook, she emailed me, which is fine, which is perfectly good. It's perfectly normal. I still get emails every day from people around the world who are trying to share their story, trying to reach out to people or just get some resources or join the community as well, which is important because that's what I'm Adopted is really all about, just growing that community and having that support for people everywhere, globally, worldwide, you name it, everywhere. So Jana reached out to me in 2014, and this is before I'm Adopted was established, which was in 2015, but she had been friends with me and following me with all my projects and whatnot in 2014, and then when I'm Adopted was created, she reached out to somebody in the community in 2015, and that's when she managed to find the next steps with relocating while searching and finding information about her birth family in Russia. So she went to Russia in 2016. She went all by herself, and her parents supported her the whole way, and they were very supportive and obviously probably pushing her to go and saying, you should go to Arkhangelsk, you should go get on that plane and go over there. It sounded a lot like how my parents were like. They were saying, get on the plane, go over there and meet your birth family and meet your birth parents and do what you need to do. And in that case, of course, a lot of parents have different views on that, and some parents don't want their children to go over to revisit their birth country, which you have to understand from their shoes as well. But in some cases, for us adopted people, it's very important to go back and see where we come from, and I think that's always an important thing. So that was a big step for Jana in 2000, you know, from 2015 to 2016, everything really hit the fan for her. Everything happened really fast. And she's going to talk to us now about how she did a bit of the research and how she searched for birth family in Russia and what was her step and getting onto that plane to Arkhangelsk and revisiting her orphanage as well and finding information about where she came from.
So when I was younger, I knew I was born in a village called Koinos in Arkhangelsk, but I didn't really, I always like used to Google that village or try and find information myself, but nothing ever showed up. So I was like, this is some mystery that I'm never going to find out. I'm at peace with that. I'm okay. But it wasn't until I watched Alex's documentary and him on TV that I started wondering where my family are. And I just wanted to know. Curiosity got the better of me. So I reached out to someone on the I'm Adopted Facebook page, and they helped me track down my birth family. Now, this was, I think I messaged them on a Tuesday, and I got all the information on the Thursday, which was quite a short space of time, and I was in the mind frame that they would not be able to find anything, and they found things, and it was so mind-blowing and just shock. I remember that shock, and like all the things you wanted to say, everything that you wanted to know has come to, like, that you've wanted to know for 20 plus years, it's finally come to fruition. So what I found out is that I had three half-sisters in Russia, but my parents had passed away when I was very young, which was, it was quite bittersweet. It was nice knowing that I had a big family, sisters, people that I could go and meet, but also that the two people that I wanted to meet, I would never ever be able to meet because they were no longer alive. And for me, it was just trying to process all that information. But I was happy. I was happy knowing that I had family over there. So as soon as I found out I had family, I was messaging them on VK. It's like Russian Facebook. And as soon as I was messaging them, I wanted to go over there. I didn't really do the formal thing and ask my parents permission, because I was going to go over there whether they liked it or not, which I don't know whether that's been me being stubborn. I just wanted to know more. But it was quite difficult because the language barrier, they knew minimal English and my Russian was non-existent. I only knew hello and not too many words, so it was quite difficult for me. But in 2016, I took a trip over there. It was quite difficult getting a passport, quite a long process, but it was well worth it. So I went over there by myself and stayed with my birth sisters in Moscow for like a week. And then I caught the train up by myself to Akingask to stay with my cousin who spoke English, which was incredible. And I visited the orphanage. Yeah, that was amazing to go back and visit them and see what it was like. I remember walking around Akingask. I didn't even know where the orphanage was, and I'm showing them photos of where is this orphanage, because there's a few baby homes, and I was trying to find it. But it was great. They led us inside and had a bit of a tour, and I saw one of the caretakers who was there when I was there. So that was great. That was the same orphanage that Alex was from as well. And I think for anyone who's adopted, well, for me personally, I found it really beneficial for me to see where I was from. But I'm glad I did it when I was a bit older, when I was a bit more prepared, more ready to hear the news that I heard. I found the news that I heard quite difficult. And I guess nothing can prepare you for what you're going to hear. It's the unknown. But I'm glad I took a step to find out. And going back and visiting my birth country and where I'm from and seeing all these places and meeting these people just gave me a stronger identity of who I am and where I'm from. And it made me feel a sense of closure, like I'd love to go back and visit the village where I was from and learn more about my birth parents. But there are still unanswered questions, but I'm so glad I took the trip, and it definitely, like, I can't even think of life before knowing. Yeah, so I feel like for anyone who's looking for their birth family, I think it's worthwhile, but I also think being cautious and easing yourself into it and having that support around you is very important.
So Jana has told, is explained that having that support and open and honesty from your mum and dad is very important, and that's what really helped her get that way with going back to Russia and searching for her birth family over in Russia, which is pretty incredible. And I think it's a pretty powerful story, really. And with just taking that step by herself, with going over there and just doing that because she wanted to do that herself. She wanted to know, she was curious, and she wanted to make that connection. So that's a big thing that we always try to say, is just you want to make that connection, and a lot of it is curiosity. And that's always an important thing for an adopted person. So last year, as you might not know, you may not know this, but Jana actually was involved with the orphanage initiative last year, and I took a box of gifts. I went onto a plane and checked in a box of gifts, and it was a bit heavier than the check-in amount, but that's okay. But I took a box of gifts to the orphanage in Arkhangelsk last year, and this is a really big thanks to Jana, because she actually helped out with buying some of those gifts. In fact, she bought a lot of those gifts for the children in the orphanage in Arkhangelsk. Because so what we did is I reached out to Jana and said, would you like to get involved? Write a letter to the orphanage if you like. We can take it over there and let them know that you have a big part in this. And so last year, before I went to Russia, I contacted Jana and said, look, I've got a big box. I bought a box, like a moving box, and said, let's fill it up with stuff for the children over there. And Jana said, yes, of course, let's do that. So we went to buy some toys, very cool toys, by the way, and we're also given some toys from a toy company here. It was a really big thing for us, because it's leaving a mark for the orphanage over there, and they were very, very thankful, and they do remember Jana very much, and they talked to me a lot about Jana over there when I was there. and they said, when is she coming back to our Kangals? Is she coming back to see us? I'm waiting to see her again. I'd love to go and see her again. And that was her leaving a mark with the orphanage and obviously writing that letter to them as well. So she helped out with that last year, and it would have been great if she could have come with me to Arkhangelsk, Russia, as she's got a Russian passport. She could have got on a plane and come along. But of course, it's all down to cost as well. It's not cheap to do that. But she was really involved with that project. So she helped out with that orphanage trip last year. And maybe it won't be the last. There might be more of that, depending on what happens next. So Jana hasn't been back to Russia since 2016, and she would love to go back again. And I remember when she came to a meetup with I'm Adopted, and this is probably the first time I actually met her face-to-face. I think it was the first meetup that we had in a park called Cornwall Park here in Auckland. And this is at the beginning of 2016. And I remember Jana telling me, I'm going to go to Russia very soon. And I didn't realize she was actually from Arkhangelsk then. I did, but I didn't know the full story. I didn't know where exactly from Arkhangelsk. I didn't realize it was from the same orphanage, all of that stuff. So it really was trying to put the puzzle together and realize that she's taken this train from Moscow to Arkhangelsk by herself. And that is a big feat. I think that's a big thing to do for a person that's raised in New Zealand, who's never been back to Russia, and just taking a train to Arkhangelsk, right at the top of Russia. Now that is something I probably wouldn't be able to do that myself all those years ago when I went to Russia. I would probably, I'll do it now. Of course I'll do it now. I did it last year from St. Petersburg to the small village in Rybinsk. So I did that. But when Jana doing that for the first time, that's pretty incredible. So Jana is probably going to go back again. I hope she does. I've said to her many times, let's all go as a team. Let's go as a group. Let's go back to Arkhangelsk. Let's all go and let's go and surprise the orphanage. Now, that would be something to do. That would be awesome. Of course, it's a long way to go and it all comes down to costs and things like that. But it's never impossible. And it takes time, patience, and of course, you know, determination as an adopted person and deciding. You can never rush into it. I think Jana rushed into it a little bit, but because she was very excited and she wanted to get over there. And she wanted to see what all the fuss was about. She wanted to see what Russia was like. And the language, of course, is a difficult language to learn. I'm not good at it at all. I know a little bit, but it's a very difficult language to learn. But it all takes motivation, and you got to have that motivation to do that and get onto a plane and go over there. It's not impossible. It's definitely not impossible at all. You can do it if you just set your mind to it. If you're a person that wants to go traveling and go and revisit your birth country, no matter where it is, give it time, plan out a plan, plan out a budget if you want to go flights in advance as well. They're cheaper as well. It's always things like that. And remember, and do some research first. Always look at, do I need a passport? What do I need a visa? Everything like that. That's a lot of things that people don't think about when they want to go and revisit their birth country. And they always want to go the next month and go over to, say, New Zealand to Russia. And you can't just do that. You need to plan it. You need to figure out what's going on. You may go to Russia and you'll think to yourself, wow, I actually have no visa. I don't have a Russian passport. I can't get into this country. I don't know if it's happened, but it's probably happened a few times to some people. But you got to do your research, of course, because Russia is another whole country. It's another whole world. It's another whole different language. It's everything you need to think about. But making that connection as an adopted person is important. And that's what I always believe in. So Jana's going to now tell us about a little bit about what she wants to do next and what her next thing is and what her next goal is. And I believe it is going back to Russia at some point. And she will tell you all about that. And I just want to say thank you, Jana, for coming along and being part of this podcast. And it's pretty incredible that you've sat down and you've just talked about everything and let the world know. And Jana was also on an interview about a year ago on the I'm Adopted Facebook page and as well as on YouTube as well. So if you look up Jana and my name, you can see an interview there. It's a great interview. It's her talking about her story and about how she reconnected with her birth family in Russia.
It was such a great opportunity for Alex when Alex messaged me and said he was organizing a box of gifts to go over to the orphanage. I thought it was such a great idea to give back to where we were staying for a couple of years. And I jumped at the opportunity. It's great. And I'd love to go back again. It's been a few years since I last went. And so, like I said before, I'd really love to go to the village where I was born and learn a bit more about my birth parents and learn about their life and how it was like for them growing up, and piece a bit more of that puzzle together. And my sister recently had a baby, so I'd love to go and visit her for that. I know there's quite a lot of barriers, like the language, for example. I've always wanted to learn some more Russian, but it's finding that motivation to learn. And sometimes it just seems like such a big task, so I don't really, I need to put more effort into that, and getting the funds to go over there. But I would definitely, I'll make every effort to go over there again. It's been so great to be part of this community, having other people, like-minded people, just to talk about. And even if we don't talk about being adopted and get all serious and the nitty-gritty about how we feel, and it's just great, like, hanging out with people who have a similar background and like, we have that history. So it's really comforting to know that, like, all the way over in Russia, and here we are all the way in New Zealand. So I really encourage people, even if you're not wanting to go over to your birth country, even if you're a bit hesitant to find your birth family, just reaching out to people in a similar situation it's done a lot for me, and I really encourage you to do that if you choose.
So that was Jana Lamb's story, and that was a pretty incredible story. And she's talking about encouragement, motivation, and determination as an adoptee. And that's a pretty cool way to finish off today's episode for I'm Adopted. So thank you guys so much for listening to episode 5. I probably don't need to tell you what episode number it is, because we'll lose track. But there's a few episodes now. So thank you guys for tuning in. And I just want to say, in Govoril po-ruski, spasibo bashoye, Jana Lam. Drasvite is Nova Zelandi. Drasvite Rossiya. If we got any Russian listeners, thank you very much. Maybe Russian-English listeners. It's a little bit of our Russian. It's a matter of practicing the language and just trying to learn it and repeat it. And that's pretty much a lot that it comes down to. I don't speak Russian fluently, but of course we have a group where we go out now and again, we talk to each other and we try and teach each other a bit of Russian. You know, I would love to speak Russian. You know, я говорю по-русски, нет, я говорю по-английски. That's me saying I don't speak Russian. No, I speak English. Jana would speak Russian, but she's a bit shy. So that's okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. And until next time, до свидания. Спасибо большое. Пока-пока. Thank you very much. Давай. Так. До свидания. Пока.